support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard and also at its new location at 5000 Ambassador Caffrey in the Province Cordoba office complex. The phone number is 337-233-4017.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. There is still no word on whether Israel and Hamas will agree to a proposed ceasefire as fighting continues in Gaza. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports Israeli Arabs and Palestinians are holding protests as part of a, quote, day of rage over Israel's military action.
Scores of pro-Hamas demonstrators clashed with Israeli forces at a diplomatic border crossing outside the West Bank city of Ramallah near the Israeli settlement of Beit El. Witnesses say troops fired tear gas and guns into the air to try and disperse the crowd. A much larger Palestinian protest Thursday night at the Kalandia checkpoint in East Jerusalem also led to clashes with Israeli forces, and one Palestinian demonstrator was shot dead. Anticipated protests at Friday prayers in Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem did not materialize after Israeli police prevented most Muslim men from entering the area. Police also stopped drivers from entering all Arab East Jerusalem neighborhoods in the vicinity of the Old City for several hours. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Efforts continue to secure the wreckage of the Malaysia Airlines jet in eastern Ukraine. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports Australia is negotiating a deal to send police and some troops to the site.
The wreckage site is in an area controlled by pro-Russian separatists, although they've made little effort to protect the remains of victims or evidence on the scene. The plane was shot down last week, and the wreckage fell in a farming area near Donetsk. The attack killed all 298 people aboard. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott says he's close to a deal that would allow dozens of Australian police to guard the site. There were 37 Australian citizens and residents among the dead. The Netherlands, whose citizens made up the majority of the passengers, is also negotiating to send unarmed police to the site. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Donetsk.
President Obama will welcome several Central American leaders to the White House today. They'll discuss the thousands of Central American migrants who've illegally crossed the U.S. border. The leaders of El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras will meet with President Obama. The government says orders for expensive, long-lasting items increased last month. Durable goods orders were up 0.7%. There was greater demand for machinery. But economist Diane Swank of Mesirow Financial saw strength in another category.
We also are seeing some strength in electronics. Now, that's not computers. Computers are really weak, and that's where we used to see a lot of productivity gains in the U.S. economy. We're all shifting to things like tablets, and you're seeing it happen in fast food restaurants. You're seeing it happen across the economy.
Economist Diane Swank. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 150 points at 16,935. The Nasdaq is down 30 points at 4,442. You're listening to NPR News. In Iraq's northern city of Mosul, Sunni extremists are now forcing women to cover their faces. NPR's Leila Fadel reports residents say the rules were read out at mosques.
The decree posted on social media says women should cover their faces and hands, the material should not be transparent, and their clothing must be loose and not perfumed. Residents reached by phone say the rules were announced in mosques across the city and inside the so-called Islamic court set up by the extremists who call themselves the Islamic State. The rules posted online are signed by the Islamic State's department responsible for religious matters and enforcing Islamic law. Already, the group, seen as brutal and merciless, has set up a police force, told shops not to stock Western clothing, and forced shop owners to cover the faces of their mannequins. Women who don't adhere will face a severe punishment. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Erbil.
Searchers have found the wreckage of a passenger plane in Mali, West Africa. It's close to the border of Burkina Faso. That's where the Air Algérie plane originated. It was headed toward the Algerian capital when it flew into extremely bad weather. Officials in Burkina Faso said that before the jet vanished from radar, the pilots had asked to change course because of the storm. Nigerian authorities report two more bombs exploded in the northern part of the country on Thursday. The Associated Press reports at least 12 people were killed. These are the latest bombings in Nigeria this week, blamed on suspected Islamist militants. On Wednesday, suspected militants detonated bombs in the northern city of Kaduna, killing at least 44 people. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Melville Charitable Trust, supporting solutions to prevent and end homelessness. On the web at melvilletrust.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We're going to start off the hour by going back to November of 1960 and listening to one of Louisiana's favorite swamp blues men. Here's Slim Harpo.
Raining in my heart since we've been apart. I know I was wrong. Baby, please come home. You got me crying. Let me walk out the door. Let me go home.
The late Robert Milton from Baton Rouge, recorded in 1983, doing a number that was written by his more famous brother, Amos Milburn, who first started his musical career in Houston. Amos was very famous, and Robert, not so much, but he was definitely a good pianist and fine vocalist. And again, a blues man on the Baton Rouge scene for some years, as was, of course, Slim Harpo, whom we heard just before hearing Robert Milburn. And Slim did for us from 1960 his classic, Raining in My Heart. Next here on KRVS, another Louisiana songwriter, this one from Shreveport originally. We're talking about David Egan, who's been a resident of Acadiana for quite some years. And David is suffering from some health problems, so if you have any nice thoughts you can send out, perhaps you could do that. David Egan, his most recent disc came out last year, 2003. He's a very well-known songwriter. Written material recorded by Irma Thomas, Marsha Ball, Etta James, Solomon Burke, Percy Sledge, John Mayall, all sorts of people over the years. Here's David Egan doing his composition, The Outside.
I'm on the outside, where I've always been. Unlike my so-called friends, like a fool, I thought that I was in. Hopes all raised up to the brim. But to all the little snickers and the greens, I was on the outside once again. I'm on the outside, child. Oh, Lord, I'm a troubled man, troubled man. Got a mind that's running wild, but I know right where I stand. I'm on the outside. I'm on the outside, child. Wise man said to look with thee. That's where everything begins. I read some holy books from start to end, but something in my heart won't seem to mend. It cuts right through me like a freezing wind. I'm on the outside, where I've always been. I'm on the outside. Oh, Lord, I'm a troubled man, troubled man. Got a mind that's running wild, but I know right where I stay. I'm on the outside. I'm on the outside, child. day. They'll know they had it wrong, but likely I will be dead and gone. Children everywhere will sing my song. Keep me rocking and reeling in the great beyond. And I know that all the world's right where it belongs. But till that day, I've had to just keep on being an outside child. Troubled man, troubled man. Got a mind that's running wild, but I know right where I stand. I'm on the outside. I'm on the outside, child. A troubled man. And I know right where I stand. I'm on the outside. I'm on the outside. Yeah.
The Outside. Again, David Egan from his latest compact disc. And again, David's suffering from health problems. Send him some good thoughts. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
Support for the Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal manufacturer and industry innovator specializing in precision sheet metal cutting, bending, perforation, forming, laser welding, and assembly. As a locally grown company, Begno prides itself on community engagement and support. Each Friday, Begno invites visitors and clients to tour the facility and enjoy lunch with the team. To schedule a visit, the telephone number is 237-5069.
By request, we have music next from Howling Wolf. We're going to go back to May the 4th of 1970 and a track from the London Howling Wolf sessions. Wolf, of course, along with Eric Clapton on lead guitar, Hubert Sumlin also on guitar, Steve Winwood on piano and organ, and also Bill Wyman on bass, Charlie Watts on drums.
Well, I'm a po' boy, long way from home. Well, I'm a po' boy, long way from home. No spending money in my pocket, no spare meat on my bone.
poor boy do? And now people ask me, what does a poor boy do? Poor boy sold patches on his clothes, stuffed newspapers in his shoes. Can't do me no harm.
Fleetwood Mac with a rendition of I Can't Hold Out. They were preceded by Howling Wolf and a lot of British blues luminaries. Eric Clapton, Stevie Winwood, Bill Wyman, Charlie Watts, recorded in May of 1970. Howling Wolf doing a number called Poor Boy. That tune Fleetwood Mac did, of course, was an Elmore James number, one that James had recorded in Chicago. And they were big Elmore James fans. It's pretty obvious from the guitar styles of Peter Green and also the vocalizations on that particular track and a number of others. We're going to turn next to Elmore James here on KRVS. He had known Robert Johnson back in the 1930s. He himself started recording around December of 1951. and recorded up until the time of his death in 1945. He died of, 1963, he died of a heart attack at the age of 45. He had gone back and forth between Chicago and the Delta, sometimes for health reasons, but the benefit for him outside of just the health benefits was that he sort of stayed in touch with his Delta roots, and he never lost that sort of classic blues edge that he had. We're going to listen to Elmore James from 1961. He actually recorded this next track at Cosimo Matassa's studio in New Orleans. Elmore James with Mean Mistreatin' Mama.
Don't sail so long. I hear a lot of buzzing. Sound like my little honeybee. I hear a lot of buzzing. Sound like my little honeybee. She's been all around the world making honey, but now she is coming back home to me.
Muddy Waters recorded back in 1951 in Chicago. Muddy on slide guitar. Little Walter was playing the other guitar on that particular track. A number, of course, called Honey Bee. Before we heard Muddy Waters, we heard Elmore James, another exceedingly influential Mississippian that became a Chicago blues man back in the 1950s. Elmore James, we heard from 1961, again recorded in New Orleans. He did a number called Mean Mistreater Mama. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Robert Pettway, also from Mississippi, certainly not as famous as Muddy Waters. Pettway recorded in Chicago in 1941 and 42, though there may be it's unknown if the two knew each other, but there may be a strong musical connection between the two. Some blues historians believe that Pettway was possibly the first person they could track down that did Deep Blue Sea Blues, he taught that one to Tommy McLennan, who recorded it in the early 40s. And then Muddy Waters, of course, recorded Catfish Blues, or Rolling Stone, as he called it. And definitely all the same song. We're going to go back to the early 40s. Here's Robert Pettway, recorded in Chicago with a number called Boogie Woogie Woman.
She's a boogie-woogie gal, I sure like to rule. Look, yeah, gal, just from my school, she's a boogie-woogie fool.
She what?
She just from my school.
Yeah.
She's a boogie-woogie gal. She just ain't never learned my rule. Look at that line, little mama.
Yeah.
Why you been so long? Had a boogie-woogie, now partner says she been gone. She's a boogie-woogie girl.
She's a what?
She's a boogie-woogie girl.
Oh, she's a boogie-woogie fool.
She's a boogie-woogie fool. Why she never learned my rule? Look at that gal over yonder, sending a corn. She do the boogie-woogie, mama. You say sure it's funny. Why she's a boogie-woogie gal?
Yeah.
Why she a boogie-woogie fool? She's a boogie-woogie gal. She just ain't learned my rule. Do the boogie-woogie.
Look at her, man. Do the boogie woogie, you won't do it right. Do it both day, then come night. Gonna do the boogie woogie. Yeah, the boogie woogie. Gonna do the boogie woogie both night and day. I'll be out of here. Yeah. I won't trouble. You know a big one of bass in that time. Big one of bass. Now you get in there. Oh, jump trip. Oh, boogers. Yeah. Cut outside with you.
Look at y'all now, gal, why you been so long? You the boogie-woogie gal since I've been gone. She the boogie-woogie fool. Why she ain't learned my rule? She the boogie-woogie gal. Just ain't never learned my rule. Do the boogie, buddy.
Yes, 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 yes. I'll keep it up.
On the beat. My mama feeling nice. None of your business, you don't do me right. We're gonna pitch a boogie woogie. Oh, shiver boogie woogie. Oh, pitch a boogie woogie. Mama, mama, hello. One more time, beat out. Out, out,
out the boogie woogie. Got the boogie woogie and blue.
Casey Bill Weldon with a number called You Shouldn't Do That. Casey Bill from 1937. He was originally from Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and ended up moving to Memphis, was part of the Memphis Jug Band for some time. Recorded with them when they recorded for Victor Records. And he ended up, of course, in Chicago where he recorded this particular piece and a number of others. Quite an influential blues man. And before we heard Casey Bill Weldon, we heard Robert Pettway. Not so influential in one sense, but had some interesting recordings. He laid down, I think it was around 16 tracks total in the early 1940s in Chicago. Before he went back to Mississippi, we heard Robert Pettway doing a number called Boogie Woogie Woman. And he had with him in the background his friend Tommy McLennan making some comments in the background on that tune. And that track was from a disc called Cotton Pickin' Blues. Next year on KRVS, let's turn to the father of Delta Blues. From October of 1929, here is Charlie Patton.
You gonna need somebody when you come to death. You gonna need somebody when you come to death. I will point you out a man, King Jesus is his name. You gonna need somebody when you come to death. Yes, I got a lawyer to go my bone. Well, I got a lawyer to go my bone. Well, I point you out a man, King Jesus is his name. Well, I got a lawyer to go my bone. Well, friend, I'm gonna tell you. Tell me when it comes down, his hand gonna be like lamb wool, and his eyes like flames of fire. And every man gonna know he's the son of a true living God.
Round his shoulder gonna be a rainbow, and his feet like fine bread. And my friend, I won't let you know again, he said, they gonna have a river water that flowing through the garden, clear the creatures. And gonna have a tree that's 12 mountains of food. And the leaves gonna be healing to all nations. And a big rock that you can set behind, the wind can't blow on you no more. And you're going to have the 420 elders that you can sit down and talk with, and that you talk about your trouble that you come from, well, that you just come from. He's going to sing a little song of this. I'm God, yeah, lawyer, to go on my boat. I'm God, yeah, lawyer, to go on my boat. I will point you out of man, King Jesus is it. Well, I got a lawyer to go up. Don't you need somebody when you come to die? Don't you need somebody when you come to die? I will point you out a man, King Jesus is his name. Well, I got a lawyer to go up. Yeah, you need somebody when you come to die. Did you need somebody when you come to me? Well, I'll fight you out of man, King Jesus is his name. Well, I got a lawyer. Well, I got somebody to go on my bone. Well, I got somebody to go on my bone. Well, I'll fight you out of man, King Jesus is his name. Well, I got it, you go on up.
And nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. But I don't need my soul be lost. Have a Bible in my home. Have a Bible in my home. But I don't need my soul to lie. Father, he taught me how to read. Father, he taught me how to read. But I don't need my soul to lie. Nobody falls but mine. Oh, Lord. Nobody's fault but mine. But I don't need my trouble lost. I have a Bible of my own. But I don't need my trouble lost. Oh, Mother, she taught me how to read. Mother, she taught me how to read. But I don't need my soul be lost. Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. But I don't need my soul be lost. And so that she taught me how to read. So that she taught me how to read. But I don't need my soul be lost. Nobody fall but mine. Mm.
Blind Willie Johnson, one of the most singularly unique blues recording artists, or actually spiritual blues in his case, that era, the 20s and early 1930s. He recorded the tune we just heard, Nobody's Fault But Mine, back in December of 1927 in Dallas. He recorded from 27 till around 1930, and again, one of the most unique slide guitarists. He was very, very influential as far as a lot of people that that followed him. Before we heard Blind Willie Johnson from Texas, we heard Charlie Patton from Mississippi. Charlie Patton doing a number called You're Gonna Need Somebody When You Die. And, of course, Blind Willie Johnson recorded variants of that himself. You're going to need somebody on your bond. That was a very popular sort of guitar evangelist tune. Blind Willie Johnson's versions were recorded in New Orleans in 1929 and again in Atlanta in 1930 during his last sessions. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon here on KRVS. And we're going to turn next to another tune that was often in the repertoire of guitar evangelists. This time, a number done by Danny Kalb from his release of a couple of years ago, a two-disc set called Moving in Blue. He calls this tune In My Time of Dying. That's the title Josh White also used. It's also known as Jesus Gonna Make Up My Dying Bed, and that's the way that Blind Willie Johnson recorded it back in 1927. Here, though, Danny Kalb on the guitar and vocals, In My Time of Dying.
In this time of dying, I don't want nobody to moan. All I want my friends to do is to fold my dying arm. Well, well, well. So I can die easy. Well, well, well. So I can die easy. Well, well, well. So I can die easy. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. Meet me, Jesus. Just meet me. Meet me in the middle of the air. You promised me 10,000 years ago. You would meet me there. Well, well, well. So I can die easy. Well, well, well. So I can die easy. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. Yes, meet me, Jesus, meet me. In the middle of the air. If these wines should fail me, meet me with another pair. Oh, well, well, well. So I can die easy. Well, well, well. so I can die easy. Well, well, well. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. In this world, we have troubles. Sometimes lonesome, sometimes blue. But that hope of life eternal brightens all our hopes anew. I'm longing for the coming of my Savior, Lord and King. Seems I hear my loved one singing a new song I'd like to sing. I don't want to get adjusted to this world, to this world. I've got a home so much better. I'm gonna go there sooner or later. I don't want to get adjusted to this world. Do this word. That's why I got a home so much better. I'm gonna go there soon or later. That's why I don't want to get adjusted to this world, Lord, to this world.
Charles Brown from a disc called Someone to Love. And this one came out in 1992. Charles Brown is one of the most interesting characters in the blues. He was born in Texas City, Texas. He was had classical training as a pianist. He also ended up getting a degree in chemistry and became a high school chemistry teacher. Then he ended up in the early days of World War II working in Pine Bluff, Arkansas at the arsenal there making mustard gas. And he moved out to California, worked in shipyards, became an apprentice electrician, did that for a while, and, of course, was playing music. And he joined the group Johnny Moore's Three Blazers. They had a big hit with Drifting Blues in the mid-50s with, of course, Charles Brown on vocals and piano. He then went off on his own, did well in the early 50s. His career, though, was on and off for a number of decades. He would perform, but he'd often have day jobs, that sort of thing. Then I can't remember if it was late 80s, I believe it was. Bonnie Raitt heard him in playing in a club in Los Angeles and ended up arranging for him to go on tour with her. And his career took a big shot in the arm. And for the rest of that decade, he had a number of discs out and recordings both on his own and also with other people. Before we heard Charles Brown, we heard Danny Kalb from a two-disc set called Moving in Blue. Kalb did a rendition of In My Time of Dying. Again, that was Josh White's title. It's also known as Jesus Make Up My Dying Bed. A very interesting old religious tune that many blues artists recorded over the years. You're listening to The Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast on air at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. Check out our website. There's a lot of information there. We have, of course, listings of all the programs that air and the times that they are broadcast. If there may be some programs on air that you would love to hear that you're not even aware about. So check us out. There are also playlists of a lot of locally produced programs like this one and a number of others. So check us out. And also, if you are not a member of Public Radio, you can pledge your financial support securely online at that URL. We are member-supported, and our listeners keep us on the air with annual contributions. Thanks to all of you out there that do so. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. It's presently 11 a.m.
This program is